Memories are so curiously constituted.
No, please don't touch the cucumber sandwiches. They are ordered especially for Aunt Augusta.
Well, you've been eating them all the time.
That's quite a different matter. She is my aunt. Have some bread and butter. The bread and butter is for Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn is devoted to bread and butter.
A very good bread and butter it is, too.
My dear fellow, you need not eat it as though you were going to eat it all. You behave as though you were married to her already. You are not married to her already, and I don't think you ever will be.
Why on earth do you say that?
Well, in the first place, girls never marry the men they flirt with. Girls don't think it right.
Oh, that's nonsense.
It isn't. It is a great truth. It accounts for the extraordinary number of bachelors one sees all over the place. In the second place, I don't give my consent.
Your consent?
My dear fellow, Gwendolyn is my first cousin. And before I allow you to marry her, you will have to clear up the whole question of Sicily.
Sicily? What do you mean, Algy, by Sicily? I don't know anyone of the name of Sicily.
Oh, really? Well, I found this cigarette case in the smoking room after the last time you dined here. And I thought it belonged to you. Oh, but now I look at the inscription inside, I find that the thing isn't yours after all.
Of course it's mine. You've seen me with it 100 times, and you've no right whatsoever to read what's written inside. It's a very ungentlemanly thing to read a private cigarette case.
No, but this isn't your cigarette case. This cigarette case is a present from someone of the name of Sicily. And you said you didn't know anyone of